the rest of the story. The bodies were discovered by accident. Two youngsters, it was surmised from the size of the remains, and from the circumstances it was further deduced the two had been murdered. Workmen had been remodeling an old building. They had been digging around the foot of a ground-level staircase. At 10 feet, a shovel hit the box, the crude wooden container which had served as the youngster's coffin. The remains were turned over to authorities. An autopsy was ordered and performed. The results, inconclusive. And thus were the two bodies reinterred at the spot where they had apparently been hastily buried. Suspicions flourished, but the mystery remained unsolved. But you're going to learn the rest of the story. Part of the reason that so little was learned from the examination of those two tiny bodies was the advanced state of their decomposition. The remains were little more than skeletons. And something more, the bodies were discovered in 1674, more than 300 years ago. Medical science then could scarcely have been referred to as such. Forensic pathology was utterly unknown. So they put the bones back in the box and they closed the book on the case. But intrigue over the discovery refused to wane. In 1933, the authorities still knew where to find those two small skeletons, and they did find them and re-examined them and reinterred them. But not until a volume of impressive data has been recorded. Medical evidence accumulated for some future super sleuth to analyze. And then this year, 1987, along she came. Her name, Thea Mollison. Ms. Mollison is a Natural History Museum archaeologist who has long been fascinated with this case. After studying everything that's been compiled in connection with it, then after making her own dental examinations of the bodies in question, there seems little doubt. Scientist Mollison says that the two skeletons belonged to teenagers, one 14, the other a little older, both of them males. Dental patterns are consistent with those evident in a specific family, the British royal family, of the late 15th century. This, in conjunction with their ages at death, strongly indicates that the two teenagers were indeed the two princes, heirs to England's throne, who disappeared in August of 1483 and were then secretly buried at the foot of a staircase in the Tower of London. So it now seems plausible that the boys had indeed been killed by their uncle, had been murdered to make their uncle's crown secure on his own head. But the scientists could have known that. Precisely when the young heirs were eliminated and why and by whom, they could have known just by reading the details in a play called Richard III. You see, the author of that play was able to conclude from a century of hand-me-down gossip what science thinks it has just now discovered. The playwright with 20/20 hindsight was William Shakespeare. And now you know the rest of the story.